It's Thursday, 26th of May, 2011, in Oroville, under partly cloudy skies. High temperature 34 degrees Celsius, southeasterly winds 21 to 27 kilometers per hour, humidity about 60%, and tonight the wind shifts to southwesterly 18 to 26 kilometers per hour. No rain in sight. Now, listen to Orovillian Selvaraj, who's been an active participant in various working groups and schools throughout the years, as he expresses high hopes for the future through our children.
For me, when I see now, especially myself, Ratnam, Bhumi, and a few others that we grew up in Oroville with, closely with the Europeans and, in the middle of everything, and we kind of grew on the land with learning about trees and, running around and being on. So, being involved in everything, I can clearly see our children are mastering themselves in higher education. There's a whole use of computer and, bringing them to training, which none of us have had that kind of pressure training. Totally I'm amazed by this skill that they're acquiring, and I can see that definitely, because my heart and soul, whatever happens, it's going to be in Oroville.
So you feel the future of Oroville is going to be quite different than we have today with our working group?
Because Oroville is led by, more I would say, strongly by European culture thinking. And this culture thinking brings in understanding of whatever is written or whatever is expressed. And a lot of the population here don't have that skills to express in English in a meeting or in writing in the open media here. But obviously the next generation, they're actually getting equipped in the normal, this style.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the fear or the struggle or the frustration of not being considered, things are not being taken equally understood or given the fair deal, it's not going to happen, at least after 5 years.
So temporary situation.
It's a temporary, very temporary, and I really feel very hopeful and happy to understand that. It's not just being hopeful, it's understanding, and it's going to come to that point.
I'm happy to hear you say that. Now, Selvaraj, you are affiliated with which school?
I'm involved with the New Era Secondary School, which is actually giving a formal education where young people can, pass and then go to university.
Who attends this school?
This is mostly attended now by the local population. Who are not Orovillian, but there are some Orovillian young people who are also attending. This is within the Indian framework of education. This is one of the high standard education. Earlier, we used to be focused on the state board syllabus and all that, and this is totally another standard.
A higher standard.
Higher standard, and it is not to do. It's not. It's something to do with more learning-centered, and it's not with memorizing.
Ah, super.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with memorizing. And according to Rod, he comes out saying that this is very much the syllabus is drawn out in light with what Mother and Shirobinda have been talking about. So, yeah, I'm quite happy on that, to be there with that, and that this is bringing a better learning experience for the young people here.
So great. In conclusion, we could say that you have high hopes for the future of Oroville because of the youth.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like I've been often pushing myself more in trying to participate in activities and meetings and groups and organization. And often I fall back and see, messed up my personal relationships, maybe due to this.
Who didn't?
but I used to wonder for long how long this struggle is going to be, to bring this community to understand, to hear everyone, and everyone is living together in a true brotherhood, And I think that is not to blame any group who are not doing that. It is more to blame the people here that they didn't have the skills to participate or come forward to try and, you know,
communicate,
communicate and participate with Orville in every way, you know.
A 4-day workshop on health and harmony led by JV at Savitri Bhavan will be held on May 28th through the 31st. It's an interactive and experiential workshop, an opportunity to explore, experience, and internalize some holistic practices for better health and inner harmony. The topics include dietary principles, easy-to-do exercises based on yoga, some pranayama, stress management exercises, freedom from emotional stress, freedom from the baggage of the past, happiness, deep relaxation, meditation, and an inner healing practice. So you get to experience yourself as an energy field, holistically manage yourself as an energy field. Well, this workshop is offered in the spirit of taking advantage of all discoveries from without and from within, drawn from the teachings of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, as well as from others. The timings will be 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. and again 2 p.m. to 6:30, and the workshop will be limited to a maximum of 15 participants on a first-come, first-served basis. Call 262-2922 daily between 10 a.m. and 5 to register. This will be a free workshop sponsored by Savitri Bhavan, open to Aurovillians and guests. And this from the Mother. Be kind. Come out of all bitter criticism. Force yourself to see nothing but the kindly presence of the divine grace. And in this manner, you will see within yourself and around you an atmosphere of quiet joy and peace. You've been listening to Auroville Radio. Marlenka on microphone, in studio Miriam and Monica. Contact auroville radio.org for questions and comments. And thank you for listening.